Hey guys, welcome back to the RP and the Mind podcast. Today we have a very interesting topic, but before we start, make sure to go follow our social media at the RP behind the Mind _ podcast. Before we start, I do want to apologize. Sunday, someone got a bit lazy.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry guys. I'm just not having it.
Yeah, he hasn't been in it, but it's whatever though. Today, you know, also Thursday, some crap happened. A bit of laziness on both of our parts. But again, you know, we're trying to stick to the schedule, so just be patient with us. But today, we're going to be talking about taking risks. All right, this might seem like a very bland topic, like a very simple, basic thing. But I think it's important to touch on the subject, mainly for the fact that it's so common with people trying to be safe. They all take safe routes and they don't really take risks. Although it's like something that's common, something that's like just common sense and it's in everyone's brain, people don't really do it. Yes. So we just want to bring attention to it. So the question is, why is it important to take risks? But before we start with that, we should talk about why people don't take risks. The complete opposite. So, Osea, what do you think about this topic? Why do people don't take risks?
People don't take risks because they're afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. The human is afraid of what he can't see. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of what I don't know. I'm afraid of what I haven't stepped into. If I'm going inside the water for the first time, I don't know what the wave is going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. Yeah. I can I think that's like the only reason.
that's basically the only reason
people just don't want to fail. Yeah. You know, like, it's like they try to see, I don't know if you've done that, like whenever you're trying to make a decision between maybe two or three things, you try to see the outcome for every single one.
But some people some people just don't think with their minds and take a risk. That's also not a good thing.
Don't think about it.
Like, if you like, don't have, people always say, think before you speak. If you're gonna say something to somebody that's gonna give you a certain benefit, then think about it before you speak. Let's say you're talking to like an important person. You don't know who he is. You have to have respect for everyone, so everyone can respect you. Sure. And everyone at one point, you could become that important person, and that shows really who you are. There's people that go around disrespecting everyone. Just because they think they're the shit. And that's not always true. People think they're the shit just because they have more things than others. Oh. And that's only because their parents give it to them. But when they start working and they start seeing how much effort their parents put into it, they see what starts happening. And when they see what starts happening, they get scared and they don't want to jump into a real world. But when they jump into a real world, they're out in the streets asking for money and bullshitting everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm being a little aggressive today.
Good to know.
Yeah.
That's true. It's good to be very courteous to others, very respectful. It's a very good manner. Not even for, like, you wanting respect, but I think if all that went around more, if everyone respected each other in a certain way and respected how everyone is, the world would probably be a better place. So I can agree with that. But we're talking about taking risks. Usually, whenever you're picking between three things, you try to see the outcome for every single one. You overthink it, and then you never take a risk. Or that little opportunity gets lost. So with that, I think we can enter, because that was already technically a reason to take risks. But I think with that, we can go into why is it important to take risks? So why do you think it's important to take risks? What benefit is there?
You're going to get a better outcome of, doesn't matter what kind of situation it is. Let's say you're playing soccer and you're talking to your coach. And if you're taking risk of telling him, oh, I want to be on varsity, right? There's a possibility you could be on varsity. If you're asking a girl out, the only bad thing she could say is no. If you're doing something, the only bad answer could be no. There can be a more degrading thing that's gonna happen to you, mm-hmm. besides no.
Yeah, and that's the thing though. Like, if you Let's say you're trying to make a decision. You fail. What happens? You're back exactly where you started. Yeah. So who gives a damn? Like, you're legit. You fail, and you just go back to where you start. Therefore, you did not progress. You didn't go back. You know? So it's just, at the end of the day, for certain things, for most things, to be honest, because, like, when it comes to, like, investments, too,
yeah,
you know, there, if you fail, you fail pretty hard. But, like, yeah. But, like, for most, like, just life decisions, like, you know, trying to talk to a girl, yeah, whenever you're first starting to talk to them, or like he said, with trying out for
soccer.
For soccer. You know, you just start back where you were at the very beginning. So, it's another reason. I'm going to state an example. It was, to be honest, like, I think this topic came up because I heard it on Instagram for this guy called Gary Vee. He's dope. Check him out. Very motivating. But what he was saying is that he had an opportunity to invest in Uber. All right? And he didn't. So he lost like $800 or $600 million.
Oh, that's shit.
Pretty much. Yeah. You know, like, he missed out on that investment opportunity. He just didn't do it. Because he was investing in other stuff and whatnot. But he said he could have. All right? So basically, he said that he didn't take that risk, or he didn't choose that option. But at the end, he gave a decent statement as to that if he would have picked that, he would have been more popular. He would have been out and about doing meetings with tons of people and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, he would have been super famous. One day, maybe before the present, he could have been on a meeting to China. He could have been crossing the street and a car would have hit him. You know? And he would have died.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. When you take a risk, or when you just choose something, that's the point I want to get to. Don't overthink it. Just take the risk, because you don't know what's going to happen if you pick the other option, if you go the other way. Mm-hmm. You know? You see a girl, you want to talk with her, but you're nervous. If you're nervous, you miss out on the opportunity. If you're not, you talk with the girl.
You don't get head either.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Okay, I threw you off a bit. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, sure. But my point being, you know, both of them could have very different outcomes. You know, the girl you want to be with, maybe she has, like, you know, some emotional problems, and you have to tend to those needs, and it might be a bit of a struggle, but y'all make it. Or you find a different girl that maybe has health problems, and you have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. Whenever people don't want to take risks, or whenever they're debating on taking a risk, they take too long to think about it, and they miss opportunities.
Not true, yeah.
So, that's why, my point being again, don't overthink. Just do it. Because you don't know what will happen if you don't do it. And if you fail while doing it, you're back to where you start, and that's it.
Okay, let me give a little bit of my life story. You confused me too, Josh.
Yeah, I confused myself.
When I was like 9, you know, I liked this girl, and she was cute or not, and I saw her, you know? And she was at this graduation, and I was there sitting by myself, you know, like a little dumbass, thinking about, oh, should I ask this girl to dance? Because I finally know how to dance, you know? Mm-hmm. I won't look like a retard just doing whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. And so this is one guy that approached me. He was older than me. And I told him, man, I want to ask this girl to dance, but I don't know if I should. He told me, the only thing she could do, is say no. I don't think she would embarrass you in front of everyone. Just to prove a point.
Yeah.
Just go up to her and ask her. And if you could have a conversation with her, then have a conversation with her. And if you could do whatever you can, just do whatever you can. And I see a lot of kids that nowadays, when I go to like parties or graduations or whatever you want to say, they're just sitting down in their phones, and they're so antisocial that they're just texting other people and people they don't know. Most of the time, trying to get some other type of benefit, cough cough nudes.
I guess so.
When they could actually be getting the real thing, you know. If that's like what most of y'all want, they just go out and get it. All right.
Sure. All right. That was a. kind of stupid point. That was a little weird. But, sure. Take, if you want something, just take the risk in getting it. You don't know what will happen if you don't do it. You don't know what will happen if you do it, so why not, right?
True.
That's the point. You know, if you're debating on for example, making this podcast, you know, it was a risk, you know. Some might not want to do it. Some did. We did. We took that risk, and now we're here making podcasts. Yeah. Pretty much. We don't know if it'll be successful or not, but if it isn't, we're back where we started with no podcast. You know, pretty much.
Yeah.
So for people that are debating, you know, starting a podcast, starting, talking to a girl, you know, starting a YouTube channel, starting, you know,
starting a company, starting an investment, starting anything.
Being the next big rapper, the next Lil Pump. All right. Just do it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right. Take the risk. There's really, and at the end of the day, it's like, if you fail, at least you gain experience, right?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Also, go check out Shotgun Willie. He's silly and funny.
Yeah, that guy's great. Well, that's one of our goals now. All right, to put him on this podcast. That guy's dope.
I guess. If he will ever listen to this.
He probably will.
At one point, yeah.
Okay. He probably won't. But that's the goal. Yeah, pretty much. So with that, all right, we hope you guys like the podcast. Let us know if you want to hear more, I guess. But did this count as motivational?
No, it's not motivational. Not
really?
We were pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I feel like shit today.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Go check out our social media. Give us feedback. Tell us if we're good or not. Or, like, what things we can do better. Oh, if you also want to donate a freaking mic, y'all could do that. Y'all are complaining about the sound quality.
No one complains about it that much.
Yeah, a few people.
Okay. A few people.
Okay.
Well, if you guys are complaining about it, sucks to suck. We just started this podcast. So, yeah. Like, we're not going to have a good mic, but maybe later down the road. You know, once we're in a better position economically.
All right.
But with that, again, make sure to go follow our Instagram and let us know if you want more stuff like this. And we'll talk to you guys on the next podcast. Adios.